Sabrina Petrofessa.
And I'm Lily Rugo.
And this is Earth's Mightiest Fangirls. Today we are talking about the Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness trailer.
Yep. It, not famously, by now everyone should know, it dropped
Mild spoilers for Way Home.
Yeah.
Mild to major. Major spoilers for No Way Home. Don't listen to this if you haven't seen No Way Home.
Because this was the end credit scene. This was the second end credit scene, which you texted me about. Because, like, I was kind of mad. I think we talked about this in the episode. That the end credit scene was a trailer. But you thought it was cool because they hadn't done this in a very long time.
Yeah, I didn't hate it. I think, I don't know, like, what were people expecting? I guess maybe they're... I think that people were expecting, like, Andrew and Toby in their own universe scene.
I was just expecting a scene, you know, and I guess the predictability was thrown off. So I'm not, like, still raging mad about it, but when it happened, I was like, oh, yeah, we got something that's going to be free on YouTube in a week.
I mean, yeah, all the entire thing is free on YouTube right now. It's not going to look great, but... You can probably watch it on YouTube. But yeah, no, I didn't hate the idea of it, and I think I said in the episode because it like felt like they haven't done this since I think Captain America. They put the Avengers trailer in Captain America.
In Captain America, yeah, okay.
Yeah. And I didn't mind it. I thought it was interesting because everyone is like super hyped for it, and I think I think it was a smart move because this Doctor Strange movie ties so closely to what has happened in this one. Like, in No Way Home. Sorry, we're not talking about No Way Home. That, like, it made sense. It was like, do you want to know what's next? Literally the next movie. Here you go.
Yeah. I think, again, if they'd done it more often, I think I would have been, like, that would have been a fun thing for the MCU to do. As much as I enjoyed the end credit scenes, I think it would have been fun if they'd done, like, trailers at the end of every movie. That would have been its own, like, tradition. I wonder, because you said the last trailer that they did this for was Avengers, which was obviously a major turning point in the MCU. I wonder if that's also, like, foreshadowing for this one.
That's for sure what's happening here.
Yeah, this is going to be a huge turning point.
So I think, I know that people have been talking about, like, how are they going to bring the X-Men in? How are they going to bring the X-Men in? I think this might be part of it.
Like, I didn't even think of X-Men when I was watching this movie.
Yeah, no, but I think that that's going to be the thing, like, the catalyst. Like, it's not going to be the main part of it or anything, but the speculation is that, like, Wanda is the key to bringing mutants into the MCU and to, like, merge everything, basically.
Right.
And I think that that's probably, like, the best way for them to do it. And I mean, I don't know. I just hope it makes sense in a way. Like, I want it to mesh with the universe however they get to it. But it's going to be probably, like, an end credits scene or something like that. Maybe we're going to get... Evan Peters back at the last second being like, actually, I am your brother from another universe or something, you know, like, we're going to get some version of it as an end credits scene rather than like the bulk of the movie, because at the end of the day it is a Doctor Strange movie and not a Scarlet Witch movie.
Wanda movie. As for the Doctor Strange part of it, I think the biggest takeaway, also spoilers for What If, this is just spoilers in general. Demon Strange has crossed over, and I'm really mad. And I stand by when people saw this and were like, oh, does this mean What If matters? And I'm just like, no. This means 2.5 episodes out of that entire first season kind of matter now. All you need to know is that, like, there was an alt-universe Strange who went mad with power, and now he's here. That's it. And the other thing that confused me, I thought Demon Strange repented at the end of What If.
Dude, I don't know.
Because he's in charge of watching over the universe that's gonna bust.
Yeah.
And he's all sad.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I think it's open to interpretation. Maybe this is a different version of Demon Strange, again, like another variant. Mm-hmm. I think that when I left the theater... and I saw this trailer, my ass went, I cannot believe What If mattered.
I know.
Like, I know that you literally just said your piece about why you think that it doesn't matter. But, right. like, that was my overwhelming feeling of just, like, I cannot believe this movie, like, that terrible, terrible show mattered. And if you want to hear the full reasons why we didn't really like it, we have 3 episodes covering the different What If episodes. I don't know, long story short, I just loved, I love the What If trope. They did it terribly. And that's, that's my overwhelming opinion on that. So,
yeah, just super disingenuous.
Yeah, so, like, I genuinely hate the fact that it kind of matters. And I'm not necessarily mad that we're going to get evil Doctor Strange.
Right.
I just, like, don't care. Like, I don't know. What If didn't make me care, so, like, I don't know why I should care in the movie.
Yeah. And the other thing is, we come from different points of view, or we're different opinions on Doctor Strange himself. So what is it going to take for you to care about him in his own movie?
Literally, the world. But, like, the reasons why I'm excited for this movie have everything to do with Wanda Maximoff and America Chavez. And possibly Loki.
Okay, me and one of my roommates, we were just talking about how I don't think I don't think Loki is going to come into the movie. I think that's going to be one of the post-credit scenes. I think because the post-credit scenes are always a toss to the sequel and a toss to what's next, I think Loki will be the toss to what's next. But I also hadn't remembered the X-Men thing, so I don't remember. I don't know anymore. But yeah, I mean, that's fair. I think... Yeah, there's not a whole lot to really look forward to with Doctor Strange himself.
Yeah, because I don't care about Doctor Strange. What I'm excited about with Multiverse of Madness is that we're playing with the multiverse again. And one of America Chavez's powers is that she's a multiverse jumper.
Oh.
So she can hop from universe to universe. So she might not even, like, be native to the universe that we
the MCU.
Are in. Yeah.
Right.
She might be native to some other random universe, and she's just popping in and... It and it's talking about how, like, there's a danger to the multiverse because she's one of the only people who would know.
Right, right. So I saw mostly from Straw Hat Goofy the shout out to America Chavez, and I'm not familiar with her at all, her character or any of the other stuff. But I mean, she looks cool. I'm excited to have her here. I guess you know.
There's just, like, tiny controversy with her, and it's mostly casting wise that. The character in the comics is, like, a dark-skinned Afro-Latina character. So people were kind of disappointed in Marvel for casting someone who's a lot more light-skinned. And I think, ultimately, like, the actress is still pretty young.
Right.
So I don't think it's, like... I never think that casting choices should be laid on the hands of the, like, the actor.
Right.
And
unless you're Tilda Swinton.
Unless you're Tilda Swinton or Scarlett Johansson. Like, when you're young, I mean. Like, I don't know. I think, I'm not sure. Is she a teenager?
I don't know, because, well, let's find out. Hang on.
Or at least, the very least, she was cast when she was a teenager. She's a very young character. Because she's part of the Young Avengers. So I think, like, mostly my thoughts are... It's actually not my place to say anything about it, and I just genuinely don't think that anyone should send hate to the actor because they're not happy with a casting decision.
Yeah. I would agree. IMDb does not have her age on here. It has her height, in case you're wondering. Bro,
I'm saying bro a lot. And dude, I think it's because she's young. Like, she's just very young.
Definitely a minor.
Yeah. Or maybe not definite. I don't know if she's definitely a minor, but, like, definitely young.
We do not know her age. But yeah, I would agree. I think if it's a trend, I mean, it is a trend. It's something worth noting, but it's not her fault.
It's not her fault, and neither of us are Black or Latina, so we're not gonna harp on it too much. Just wanted to mention it, and now we're moving on.
Also, sorry, I can't say her name.
I don't know her name.
All right, so it's spelled Xochitl Gomez, and I know her first name, I mean, it says also right here, her first name means flower in Nahuatl?
No, I think she's indigenous then.
Yeah, yeah. Or at least, you know, her name is. It's a ancient spoken language, ancient language spoken in Mexico and other Central American countries.
Interesting.
I will wait until someone says her name out loud before I attempt right here.
I'm not going to attempt either. I don't know how to, I don't know how to use that. We're moving on. But I am excited for her character in general, because mm-hmm. I think we've talked about it a bunch of times before, that the young Avengers are what's kind of coming up.
I'm really excited to see this team come together and these characters forming and popping up as they are, because it's very exciting to see, but not forced, so I can't wait to finally see them in a room together and them interacting.
Once we have America Chavez, that's about 4 young Avengers that we've seen. Because Wanda's kids are young Avengers, Kate is a young Avenger, and America Chavez.
Oh, I was thinking, for some reason I thought we had more. Okay,
cool. I think more are on the horizon.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Like, Kamala Khan is one, too. Like, but I don't know.
She's not introduced yet, yeah.
Yeah. So we don't really know when that's going to be happening. But right. Yeah.
Okay.
The thing is that this visually was a really cool trailer. I just don't have, like, a lot to say about it, because we don't know too much still. Like, it's supposed to... The reasons why I was excited for this, like, way back when, is because people were calling it, like, a horror movie. Like, it was gonna, like, play with the horror genre a lot.
I remember that being teased early in its news headlines.
Yeah, and I was so excited for that, because I loved the idea of Marvel finally playing with genre. And not, like, sticking to being its own genre, but kind of branching out into different genres.
Yeah.
And I loved the idea of doing Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness with horror.
I think, as much as I was scared of having to watch a horror movie, I was also really looking forward to it, because I thought if any movie was going to be a horror movie or play with those tropes and that those feelings, I think Doctor Strange would have been a really interesting place to do it.
Yeah, and then the director left because I don't think that there's creative differences in what horror was, I guess. And then a new director got brought on, and I don't know if it's gonna have that same feel.
Yeah, at least by the trailer, it looked very, like, it was cut very much like a Marvel trailer.
Yeah, and so I don't know how I am gonna ultimately feel about this movie, because, again, I don't care about Doctor Strange, and I don't care about evil Doctor Strange, really. I am slightly surprised that Rachel McAdams is coming back. Like, she voiced her character in What If, and now she's back in the movie, and I guess, like, the check must be amazing.
And the check and the contract has got to be pretty binding.
Yeah, you're right. But I don't know, at the time, like, she was in the one movie. And I don't think that they really anticipated using her in, like, Avengers and stuff like that. And how many years later has it been now since that first one that, like...
2016.
I don't know, like, I don't think she was obligated to come back, is all I'm saying. Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
I doubt that her contract said that she must appear in more than one.
I bet it would. I wouldn't be surprised if some of them are signed. I mean, obviously, Benedict Cumberbatch is different because Doctor Strange is a bigger character, but I wouldn't be surprised if, like, some of it was like, this is a trilogy contract. Or, like, when we use this character, you were agreeing to be it.
I guess. I don't know. I think at the time, like, I don't know. I don't like Doctor Strange, and I don't remember much of it, but I do remember that, like, Rachel McAdams wasn't a huge, huge, huge part. Like, she had a couple of great scenes, but, like, that was it. So I would be surprised if she herself would have wanted to sign a contract that said that. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. But I think that she's going to actually, like, kind of full-on take on the night nurse mantle in this one, which will be interesting.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, the night nurse of my heart will always be Claire Temple. But I'm willing to give Rachel McAdams a shot.
As long as we get to see her do it.
Yeah.
You know, we can't just be told that she does it and she only takes care of Strange, you know?
Yeah. I hope that she has a much larger part. I honestly, like, this movie might actually pass the Bechdel test. As long as all of these named women talk. Because Wanda's in it, Christina's in it, America is in it.
Who's the other woman? I forgot the entirety of Wanda.
Yeah. Oops. So, like, I think that it actually might pass the Bechdel test as long as at some point these women talk to each other not about a man.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. I'm looking forward to this movie just because obviously so much is hinging on it. I'm like 60-40. I'm okay with Doctor Strange. I don't hate him as much as you do. Obviously, we have very differing opinions on his first movie. You can go back and listen to that episode.
Yep.
But, like, I'm interested kind of in Demon Strange because, again, I thought he was a different character. So I want to see what retconning they did, pretty much. Of, like, okay, you introduced this character from the show that no one really cared about, and now you're making us care about him, but it's also not that character.
I mean, I don't know. That was just my like,
yeah,
theory. Like, maybe it's a completely different Dark Strange.
Right.
But it might be the same exact guy. Like, maybe he figured something out. Like, maybe that's the danger, is that other universe is imploding. Like, he's let go of it. That, like, because he messed around with the multiverse just in No Way Home.
Right. That,
like, it
set everything off.
Because it, you know, the over voice. What, voice over.
The Watcher?
I'm an idiot. No, his name is the over voice. no, I meant the voiceover in the trailer says, like, the biggest threat to our universe, Steven, is you.
Is you.
And we see the evil Doctor Strange, but maybe that's just a red herring.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, maybe it's like, no, actually, like, it's you, Strange. Like,
yeah.
Number one, Strange, because you messed with the multiverse.
Did all these things. Yeah. The other thing I just thought of, because the only reason I like, or I think Demon Strange is an interesting story, is because in his episode, it went over the, like, in a world where there's multiple universes, there are certain fixed points that can never be avoided. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, kind of going back to our thing with Rachel McAdams, is she gonna die?
Oh, God.
Is Rachel McAdams gonna die?
I'm not betting you on this one, because I might lose, again, on deaths of characters. But I will be really mad if they do.
I would also be really... I don't want her to. I'd be so sad because, yeah, she hasn't had a fair shake as in this role. And it would be terrible, but also not past Marvel, build her up just to kill her. So it's these plot points that I'm thinking about when I see the movie, specifically related to Doctor Strange. Because, like, I'm okay with him. He's not my favorite. If we wanted a fully capable and powerful ass... Like, can we say that?
I said it before, I think, so.
Okay, just terrible dude. I mean, like, with a heart, secret heart of gold, we had Tony for that. And so we don't really need Strange to fill those.
I mean, that Tony's gone, so.
I was always going to say, that's why they're trying to fill in Strange with that trope.
The thing is about, like, the fixed points, though, is that I don't think necessarily it was Christine dying that was the fixed point. Because I think the fixed points change depending on the universe that they're in.
What? No, it was Christine's death every time.
In that universe.
Oh, because I see what you mean.
Because in our universe, it was just him getting into an accident and hurting his hands so badly that, like, that's what drives him to find Kumar Taj.
Right, right.
So in that universe, it's Christine dying and creating the accident that drives him to become the Sorcerer Supreme.
Right, 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 right. Okay, I see your point.
And, like, in that vein, talking about No Way Home, like, Uncle Ben's death is supposed to be a fixed point in, like, having that, like, with great power comes great responsibility talk.
Right.
But Tom Holland's Spider-Man obviously didn't get Uncle Ben dying. The fixed point is just the close death of your parental figure, and for him, it was Aunt May.
Right, right.
So I think the exact fixed point on someone's line, like, what that is,
will differ by universe.
But
that makes sense.
Not necessarily. The path might be the same, but, like, the way they got on the path will change.
Right, that makes sense.
And so that is going to be my argument for why Christine won't die.
I would agree with that.
And I if she dies, I'll just be mad that they fridge her again. Like, I don't understand. Like, why? They fridged her in What If. You're going to fridge her again? Don't fridge her again.
Yeah. And the other thing is, my roommate, Sammy, she hates Doctor Strange. She's like you. She just doesn't care. She doesn't want to care. And we were talking about how, like, I was like, yeah, you can, we'll watch it and you can skip it. And she's like, no, if you guys are going together, I want to go to, like, be part of it. And I was saying, like, you know what? Honestly, of the movies to see in theaters and then never see ever again, Doctor Strange is a pretty good one for that.
Yeah.
Like, the effects are going to be pretty cool. That's one of the reasons why I liked the first one so much, is because it was just a really good experience in the theater. Even though I didn't see it in theaters, I don't know what I'm talking about. But, like, it was one of those movies that made me want to, because the effects would have been really cool on a larger screen, stuff like that. So I will say, I think Doctor Strange is going to be a turning point for the MCU. So, like, required viewing in that sense, but it is also going to be one of those, if you have to, find it cheap, see a cheap matinee in theaters, and then never think about it again.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really... I'd still see it if we didn't do this podcast. I would still see it because I'm a completionist. Like, I have to watch all of the Marvel things. Like, I would never have DNF'd What If, but I did not finish. Like,
yeah, like a book.
Just in general. Like, I figured you knew what that was, but just in general, because I just threw that out there and I was like, wait, did people know what that means? I would never, like, not finish DNF any of the Marvel stuff because I, like, have to watch it. I wouldn't see it immediately.
Right.
I would probably wait for it to come out later. Maybe not. Now that I'm on TikTok, I would probably get really mad if anything got spoiled for me significantly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. My reasons for wanting to see it, I don't think would change. And my reasons for wanting to see it is because of all of the side characters. I want to know what Wanda's up to. I want to know, like, if part of why Strange is going to see her at all is because, like, she's also been studying. And I mean, like, obviously he's going to her because, like, she's been studying the multiverse with the Darkholm.
Right. Do you want to know a theory Sammy just told me before I walked in here?
Yes.
Apparently she saw going around TikTok... people think Demon Strange is the one who approaches her.
Huh.
And kind of cajoles her into, you know, messing with things.
I have
not given it any thought, but we'll see. What'd you say?
People have been obsessed with this theory of Strange not actually being Strange. Because even before, they were saying the same thing with No Way Home.
Right.
Remember?
Right.
Like, everyone was like, that's not Doctor Strange. He would never do that. Oh, that's Mephisto. Yeah, like, I think that that's I think it's just the same thing. Like, I think people are making theories because it's fun, and I get it. But, like, I don't think there's much stock into it because I think that people have been trying to, like, push that since day one of being like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Like, even in No Way Home, like, he would never act like that. He would never be like, he would never not, like, listen to Wong. And it's like, obviously, like,
That trailer was misleading.
The trailer was definitely misleading. Obviously, that's not what happens. That, like, Wong kind of did give him approval to do it. But I have said before that I think that it wasn't out of character for Strange to, like, not listen to Wong anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I, like, that is just my opinion on that theory.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, maybe they will get into the tropes of, the evil twin running around. Who knows?
I don't know. but speaking of evil, people do think, and I'm inclined to agree, because I feel like that's just where her storyline is heading, that Wanda is going to be the anti-hero / villain of this movie. And again, that evil Doctor Strange is just a red herring.
Right. I mean, okay, I could see that happening. One, for just, like, that being the arc for her. And two, maybe set if Doctor Strange is a trilogy, setting that up. But the other thing, I wish we knew more about where Wanda was headed in the MCU, because I genuinely... WandaVision's not getting a second season.
No.
And we... But there's so many, like, you know, open ends there, like, Agatha...
Well, I think part of what people... Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that part of what people think is going to happen is... House of M Wanda, which was a really like dark and tragic line for the Scarlet Witch's story. And like, again, I'm talking to Paul right now. If I get this wrong, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it because I don't know, because we don't read the comics.
Mm-hmm. We've stated many times.
Yes. It like ends with her like doing some real bad crap because she was looking for her kids.
Right.
And like, I don't remember if it's that like the universe implodes or that like she dies or something. Like,
no.
It's that she goes on like a really dark journey to get her kids. So I think like that's what people are drawing from.
Okay. Yeah.
And
I mean, I can see why they would think it would go that direction.
Yeah. Like, maybe, like, Wanda's in her... Like, because, you know, at the end of WandaVision, she did not look super hot, you know? I mean, she looked hot. She looked hot. But she didn't look, like, good.
Yeah.
She looked like she was messing around with some stuff that she did not need to be messing around with.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. The Darkholm is not for 100% people.
No, exactly. So, just from that alone, you're kind of like, something's going wrong here. And I just want to state it now that, like, there is not a single evil thing that Wanda could do to make me hate her. I will love her forever.
I think seeing her come up as an anti-hero or even just a full-out villain would be really interesting. Because I believe Elizabeth Olsen could do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be really fun. We'll see how it goes. Yeah, because there's so many questions with this movie.
Yeah, I know. The thing is, like the last few trailer specs we did were a lot closer to the release date, so we had a lot more information.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't think that this movie has nearly as many like theories and rumors and like. All of the fun of what made Spider-Man No Way Home fun to speculate up until the point of seeing it is not existent here. And it wouldn't be. Like, there's nothing that could possibly live up to that hype of, like, Spider-Man No Way Home. At least not for the foreseeable future.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think we don't know a lot. There's a lot of, like, places that this can go. Mm-hmm. The only thing that we have confirmed is who, like, we saw in the trailer and that we're going to get an evil Doctor Strange. I hope that we see Tom Hiddleston in this significantly. I hope that Sylvie is not with him. I do not want that. And I'm curious to see how the multiverse will emerge from this movie.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, Kang the Conqueror is probably in this, too.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him.
You know, he got introduced at the end of Loki, and, like, nothing's happened since that involved him. No, like, after-credit scenes or anything, and he's supposed to be, like, one of the biggest bads, so...
Yeah.
Like, where's that
going? So who are the big bads on the horizon? We've got the ones in the Eternals, we've got the Celestials, and we have Kang the Conqueror. And then, are we missing any others that have been hinted at so far?
I think that's it.
I think so, too.
Like, maybe Wanda? Like...
Yeah, like, yeah.
If they're building her up, like, it could be Wanda. Like, maybe Mephisto
Agatha
not been
and
confirmed
Mephisto.
Even a little bit. Agatha's not really a villain, though.
Oh, she's not?
No, like, she's not a villain in the comics. Like...
Oh.
So, she... Okay, cool. And I don't know, like, we are getting an entire series about Agatha, so, like, we're probably going to find out that she's not really a villain there either.
Okay. I do... God, I love the power of Catherine Hahn.
Yeah.
The sheer force of charisma got her a show.
Yeah, and I'm wonderful. Not mad at all. Yeah, I think that's great. Yeah, I think Marvel's setting up a lot of, like, anti-hero women. Or, like, villain women, and I'm not 100% mad.
Yeah.
But, like, just know, Marvel, I will never hate them. Because I love Xia Ling, and I know that she's going to be a villain, and I don't care.
Oh, she's absolutely going to be a villain. I love a villainous female. They're a great time.
I really don't care. Like, Xia Ling as a villain, as the head of the Ten Rings, I'm so for it.
Yeah.
Same thing with Wanda. I'm so for that. Mm-hmm. Yelena is definitely not going to, like, get on the straight and narrow for a while. I think the only, like, not good... Oh, Sharon. I forgot about Sharon.
Oh, I forgot about Sharon, too.
Yeah.
I guess the only, like, 100% hero at the moment is Kate.
That they've recently introduced, yes.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's true.
The others are all morally gray. Love that for them.
And we don't know enough about... Not that America Chavez is a morally gray character, to my knowledge, but we haven't been introduced to her yet, so she's not on this list.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm more excited for the people surrounding Doctor Strange than him, the character himself, which is not great for a movie.
Yeah, he's definitely fading into the background of his own movie, which is, like, a big deal for Benedict Cumberbatch. I don't think he's mad about it. I think he has enough power, and when he's in his own movies, he can, like, you know, he doesn't get swallowed up by the scene. But it is, no one's seeing Doctor Strange for Doctor Strange.
I mean, I think we're in a little bit of a bubble. Like, I think we just have that feeling about him. But, like, people do love Benedict Cumberbatch still. Like, he still has, like, a pretty significant fandom.
Yeah. And, like,
And people love
Doctor Strange. I do enjoy him as an actor. Yeah. I like him as an actor. I like him as Doctor Strange. I think he does a really good job. And, again, I'm fine with Doctor Strange. I'm not full anti, but I'm not pro.
I mean, I think that, like, there are definitely people who love Doctor Strange more than we do. So, like, I think that, like, because we just don't like him and we're not his biggest fans. Doctor Strange, not Benedict Cumberbatch. Not that I'm the biggest fan of Benedict Cumberbatch anymore either, but not because he's a bad person, just because I outgrew him. But yeah, like there are just people out there who, like, actually enjoy his character and, like, want to see more of Doctor Strange and, like, get excited when they see him and things. So I'm not
good for them.
Like, this isn't our movie. Like, we're not excited for this, like, in that way, because we don't really care. But, like, there's enough other stuff in the movie for me to care.
Yeah. And we'll see it in May. I totally forgot that until you pointed out this is the next Marvel property. We're in a drought.
I know, and I don't know what to do with myself, because I used to get excited every week for something, and now I'm not.
Oh my god, there was so much Marvel content last year.
I know, like, literally, I think we only went, like, a couple weeks in between, like, new Marvel content, so this is insane. I also want to point out to anybody who may be unaware, Andrew Garfield is no longer forced to stay silent about No Way Home, so he's finally talking to reporters about it, and I love it.
He's having a renaissance. I'm so happy for him,
and I swear to God,
deserved.
I really hope that we get another Spider-Man movie with him. I know I've said this. I know I said this in the No Way Home episode, but I'll say it again here, even though this has nothing to do with that. But I love him so much, and I really hope that he gets another movie, because I think he deserves it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even if it's just cameos. Like, I think he deserves it. What if he's in Morbius? Nobody's asking the important questions.
What's that one?
Oh, it's with Jared Leto. It's like one of the Sony Spider-Man properties.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
I'm not super excited for it. And unless, like, Andrew Garfield is in that movie, I will not be seeing it. There needs to be enough of a reason for me to, because I don't like Jared Leto.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people do. I take that back. Actually, I know a lot of people do. Anyways, we're moving on from that.
We are moving on for that. I think there's not much else to say about Doctor Strange. Like, we might have to have another one of these episodes, like, right before the movie comes out.
Yeah, because, like, a second trailer usually comes out before a movie, right?
I mean, a lot more trailers are going to come out before then.
Okay, yeah. We'll do right before. We'll do an episode right before it comes out.
Yeah, so because then we'll have a lot more information. There's going to be more confirmed. We might get a Loki confirmation by then. I know he's in this movie because I know that Tom Hiddleston was filming as Loki.
Oh, is this the birthday thing?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because
he was
okay.
I was dressed as Loki on my birthday, and it was really weird. And everyone was like, Loki finished filming a year ago. What were you filming? What else was filming? Doctor Strange. So why were you dressed as Loki? So I know that he's in this movie. And if I'm wrong, I'm going to be really mad, but I want him to be in this movie. Because Tom Hiddleston is having his own renaissance as well.
Has he ever gone out?
I think everyone's Loki obsession kind of like mellowed out. And then when the show came back, everyone kind of
remembered
why they loved him so much.
Right.
And like, I get it. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
He was never my like big obsession. But I get it.
Yeah, that was the feeling I got too. I was like, oh, I can see how people fixated.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take that from them.
No. I mean, he's great. Tom Hiddleston really is a great guy. But, and if I met him, I think I would probably die. But, anyway, I digress.
If we're going to do everything but talking about Doctor Strange in his own movie.
I know, I think it's, like, time fair. To end this. It's time to end this. We're no longer talking about Doctor Strange, we're just kind of talking about everything else. So, let's just move on. We're meh about seeing this movie, but it's coming. May 2022.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And with that, we'll be with you till the end of the line. You can follow me on Twitter at TheSabrinaPet. You can follow Lily at Lily_Rugo. And you can follow the podcast at EMFangirls. And you can check out our website, EarthsMightiestFangirls.com. Did I say email us? You can email us at EMFangirls@gmail.com. I don't know if I said that already, but Lily will figure that out. Lily will figure that out. Otherwise, I've just said it twice. We are on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, all those places. It would really help us out if you would like or comment or subscribe on all of those places, but especially Apple Podcasts. And oh my God, follow my TikTok at @somefangirl.
Thank you to Dexter Britton for letting us use their song Wonderland, and thanks to us for editing and producing.